This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Moments ago, westbound I-70 reopened after being closed this afternoon following an earlier fiery crash involving a fuel tanker near Morrison. Eastbound remains closed. One person is dead and the truck driver is hospitalized. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says a fuel tanker was hit while parked and then caught fire. The crash spilled fuel across the interstate and into surrounding grassy areas. Firefighters extinguished the blaze, but crews are still clearing up debris. Officials in Golden are asking people detouring around the closure to not use its city streets so emergency vehicles can get to where they're going. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell saw double-digit increases last month. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Reports were up 24% in April over the previous month. The program received more than 3,100 reports. Most of them were related to school complaints, bullying, and suicide threats. The school complaints involve issues at schools such as dissatisfaction with how the school has dealt with issues like bullying or student conflict. April reports included a person reporting a peer regularly bringing a knife to school and a student blackmailing a classmate by sending inappropriate photos of the classmate to their peers. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This week, President Biden signed a bill blocking Russian imports of enriched uranium, which supplies about 20% of the nuclear fuel for U.S. power plants. The bipartisan law is designed to sever a stream of money flowing from American power plants to Russia's state-owned nuclear agency. It's also meant to shore up domestic supplies of enriched uranium. That move is a boost for Lakewood-based Energy Fuels, the largest producer of uranium in the country. It could also boost operations at the Whirlwind Mine, which straddles the Colorado-Utah border. This is CPR News and KRCC.